What's up, world?
Hello, how are we doing?
Oh, no, what is that voice? No. She has some of that. She has some pink sauce? Is that what happened to you?
Why are you doing that? Ew, no, man.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
You know, I have like sensory memory, and I can only imagine what that smells. Oh,
anyway, who are we? I am Sky. I am Fly. Straight from the ATL where the play as well. Southwest Atlanta, to be exact. Now I'm currently with in the Beach Decor, in the Beach Cities. That's where I'm at. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sills, VA all day, two up, two down. Still in the PNW for a few more weeks. It's hot. And I'm moving somewhere hotter. So my life is very busy and stressed right now.
Same. And who are we? We're Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two Black women's perspectives on football, soccer, football, and everything in between.
All right, now. Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
And lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things Black women.
Lay your edges, like with the gel. With yes. The gel. Lay. Slack.
The eco gel?
Yes. The eco gel, but it's so hot, it'll melt off your face.
Right.
What are we talking about this week?
I guess, there's a lot of football on right now, and my sensory stuff is all over the place, and I'm a little overwhelmed. But we're going to talk about the last weekend in the NWSL before they went on break.
And then we're going to talk about the CONCACAF situation.
Sure.
The thing that happened with the CONCACAF tournament.
And then we're going to give you our best 11s and superlatives.
Yes. And then we're going to do some hits and riffs.
And some, I don't know, rants and raves is the right word, but...
Raves.
Some special notes, yeah.
Some special notes.
I got one not so up one, but yeah.
Okay, so a not up and some ups.
Yeah.
Anyways, and on that note, we're going to... For a short episode, for real this time.
Yeah, for real.
It's going to be short. All right, so let's start. In the NWSL... We're not even going to do a game analysis because it was too many freaking games. We saw some games.
There were only five games. There was one game that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your Angel team, City versus North Carolina Courage did not happen because of COVID. It's still a thing.
Yeah, it's out here. It's been postponed. I think it's rescheduled for, the 14th?
Yeah, September 14th.
September 14th. It's right before the rivalry game.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, it's again, COVID's still here. We're still in the pandemic. Don't let anybody fool you. And, oh, by the way, there's another one now. And no, it is not a gay disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 80s all over again.
Yes.
That is not how monkeypox is spreading. So please be cautious out here. And yes. Children are getting it. So please. But, yeah, so there were five games. A few of them were blowouts, for lack of a better word.
Yes.
And then a few draws, I think, and then a 1-0 scoreline. So a little bit of everything last weekend. So, yeah, how do we want to talk about
it? We can give our thoughts.
Yeah.
So I have some thoughts.
Okay.
Ebony Salmon is that motherfucker.
You say Salmon and it's so country. Sorry, go ahead.
Can I say, can you never talk about my country accent? But yeah, Ebony is the one. You know, I don't understand, like, why you don't. I would have her on my, if she's on my team, I would play her. Particularly if she manufactured 30% of my goals the previous season, I would play her. Particularly if our defense is looking crazy. But anyway, she did that thing. She got the second hat trick in Houston Dash history.
Right.
And they were phenomenal goals. They got better as the goals progressed. They were special. I felt seen.
You felt seen. I'm glad. They heard you, they saw you, they supported you.
Yes, they were amazing. Yes.
I don't have much to say. I said on Twitter, if Ebony Salmon doesn't work in your system, it's your system.
Woo! One more time.
If Ebony Salmon doesn't work in your system, it's your system. Like,
apply that to every player, by the way.
I don't understand. Like, I'm not a coach. I understand, like, there are real pressures of that job. You see things day in and day out that we do not see. But I find it very hard to believe you can't find a system that works for Ebony Salmon.
Right. Wait, what are you doing?
I just don't know if I believe
it. Are you trying to lose? Are you trying to win play? Wait, what are you doing?
Yeah. So Well, yeah. She's in Houston now, and it seems to be a really good place for her. Mm-hmm. And when everybody gets back, the front line is Lobombi and Nichelle Prince and Ebony Salmon and Rachel Daly not playing left back. We'll talk about that a little bit. So that attack is really good.
Yes.
So yeah, it's gonna be interesting for sure. But they've got a hell of a front three, mm-hmm. front four. So it'll be fun. I don't know if they'll win every game. I don't know how much defending they'll do, but it'll be fun. Okay. But yes, we just wanted to give a shout out to NWSL Player of the Week.
Ebony Salmon.
Speaking of greatness, I guess you go ahead. You can talk about it.
Yes, Adriana French is great. Being great is great. Is great for yours. I've seen enough. Adriana French is probably going to be she should be an MVP conversation if she's not.
I agree. Yeah,
and she is probably the best goalkeeper. Because she has either saved her team, done everything she can possibly do.
Right.
Either keep them in games, win games, or it took, like, I witnessed at the game. It took Kristen Press on-goaling somebody else.
Right.
To score on. And AD almost still stopped that goal, by the way.
Yep. Yeah,
sure. She's been excellent. She was phenomenal in the last game. She shut everything down. It was amazing. It was beautiful. I was living my best life.
Right.
It was Shea Butter Scurries every which way.
Every which way. Honestly, she's been on a tear, particularly in the last month.
Yes.
Worth of games. I think we talk a lot about certain players, maybe players with bigger names, things like that, going either home or going somewhere where they're truly happy. And I think she's a really good example of she got to go home.
Yep.
And she has her wife and that precious little baby. Hi, Kamari. And a really solid organization that's willing to invest, in their teams, new facilities, all that stuff. She's allowed to have her kid around and her wife and stuff like that. And again, this is a goalkeeper who has been NWSL Goalkeeper of the Year before. Like, it's not a fluke. But yeah, I think she's playing out of her mind right now. And I certainly think she's in the MVP conversation. There's no way Kansas City is back in the playoff conversation if AD is not their goalkeeper. That's it. Like, she's won them several games at this point. She saved a penalty kick the weekend before against the Spirit to salvage all 3 points. Like, she's doing next level stuff. And we'll talk about CONCACAF in a little bit, but I would maybe give her another look if she wants to go. She might be perfectly happy with club, which is fine. And I think we'll see that more and more. I think it'll be a lot more club over country in the coming year. So. Yeah.
When they pay that paycheck,
yeah, because she can pay by club. So, I just think she's been fantastic and a sneaky MVP candidate, and certainly the front runner for goalkeeper of the year.
Okay.
So this time she did it to my team. They just didn't go in. Like, between AD being, with the Shea Butter Scurries and just crossbars and goalposts, and it's one of those games where we just didn't get it done.
Okay.
That's okay.
Do you want to talk about your team?
Not really, because I mean, what happened last game is what's happened before. Like, I don't have a better answer for that. We play beautiful football, and there's games where we just don't score. And
you just don't shoot?
Sorry. Well, no, we shot. We could have shot more, but we shot. But they just don't go in, and we don't have, I mean, Balser's goals should have gone in, but
yes,
outside of maybe Balser, we don't have a stone cold finisher. Like, we don't. That's not the style of football we want to play, and so it's the gift and the curse. But yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I mean, still in the prime position to make a run and do all of those fun things, and we get all of our people back. So I'm still really excited about our team. I think we'll make the playoffs and we'll go from there.
All right. Okay, so one last thing before we leave the NWSL.
Okay.
Because I can say, yes, Angel City can do some things. We'll talk about them in the future. However, Gotham, what are we doing? We got to have a talk. We can't continue to live the life we're living. I saw that game happening and I was like, what's happening? But when I saw the tactics deployed, I knew immediately they were losing to Portland. Because I was like, if you're going to do that when you're playing a 3-5-2, you don't want to win. I didn't expect them to get yeeted like that, but kind of, sort of, maybe. But, and I know people want to get mad at like Ashlyn, but I was like, she prevented it from being 15-0. So
yeah.
Like you can't have your midfield spacing be that bad. You can't do double pivot situations like that. And yeah, you can't do what was deployed when you're playing a team like Portland in particular, who runs a 3-5-2. It no matter who's in the system, they play too well together. They either how they play their 3-5-2, they're either going to invade your box or they can invade and they can defend their box with too many people. So if you don't have your spacing correctly, like Gotham did, then balls arrive quickly to the back line. And no matter how good your back line and goalkeeper are, nobody can stop when a ball runs into the box at like 5 seconds flat or 2 seconds. Like you can't react because it's literally on your forehead, and there's nothing you can do.
So. It's you know, earlier, you know, the comment was made that nothing's wrong with that midfield. And I just don't agree with that. And it doesn't mean people don't have talent in that midfield, but tactically something's very wrong. That team has enough talent. They shouldn't be where they are. And they shouldn't be getting blown out with fairly consistent results, not always. And last year they drew a lot, right? Like they avoided losing a lot and they had the ancestral force field and all that other stuff. And some of those things just haven't broken their way this season. Now, of course, they're missing their two goal scorers and they'll have them back after break. But yeah, something tactically is off there. It is. And they have several games in hand. So they more than most teams have a chance to right the ship, but they can't really drop a lot more points at this point. So we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. They still got to play several playoff teams. So yeah, it's going to be a grind just to try to get to that sixth spot for them realistically. And so, yeah. And speaking of grinding to get spots, I don't know if the Spirit are going to defend their title.
Yeah. They're really behind.
It's rough. And they don't have games in hand.
Yep.
San Diego and the Spirit have played all their games. So, and again, they also have playoff teams left to play. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, even again, super talented team, but you know, I think the scheduling hurt them, obviously. But yeah, I just think maybe the motivation's different this year, and that's okay, right? You won last year. And so I'm not sure. I think obviously they'll get it together. You know, make a respectable run. But yeah, I think the mountain might be too tall to climb. So
We're almost in the second half of the season. So that means the NWSL two-step is coming for you and yours. So the table will tighten and people who were outside of the playoff race will appear and people in the playoff race will fall out. So get ready for you. Grab your booty cheeks. It's about to be a wild ride.
Yeah, it is. It is.
We had a wild ride. CONCACAF.
Yeah. I mean, we watched CONCACAF. Like, we watched. And before we say anything, please know, I'm very happy we won.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me do this. For those who do not know, the United States won the CONCACAF W qualifying tournament, which means they qualify both for the 2023 World Cup, which we already knew because they finished top four that they were going. So there's four automatic spots for CONCACAF, which again is our regional federation. So it's a federation for North America, essentially.
Oh, soccer school.
In the Caribbean, right? And then our country's federation is the USSF, which is United States Soccer Federation. So United States won CONCACAF 1-0 over rivals Canada on a penalty kick, which Rose Lavelle drew the penalty. Alex Morgan took the penalty and made it. And that was the difference. I would say for large parts of that game, I think we were the better team. But I'm also, and I guess we'll talk about Canada in a minute, it's not attack enough for me. They're scared. I think they're scared to concede more than they are brave to attack. You know what I mean? And they can attack. But it was, I mean, to me, a pretty typical US-Canada game. Honestly, between Kaylin Sheridan and Khadija Buchanan, they probably kept out 3 or 4 goals for us.
Yep. Khadija began and literally stopped it with her
lower extremities. We'll get into certain omissions in a minute. egregious omissions. But yeah, I think the Canadian defense is really good. I think the game probably turned. Yeah, we had some attack. To me, the game turned when Jade Rivery, I'm pretty sure I'm saying her name correctly, came out with an injury. Yeah. And they put in Chapman, who isn't as fast. Like, that's just the reality. There's a reason Jade starts. And that is exactly where we got the penalty call. Like, we got it on that side. I knew it when she came in the game. I was like, we'll win the game. But yeah, it was hard fought, and it wasn't perfect. And neither was the first game against Haiti, I would argue. I think the best game was the Jamaica game.
Yes.
I think that was also Jamaica's worst game. I don't know if we're as good as that game, and I don't know if Jamaica's as bad as that game.
That part.
And that's okay. That's how tournaments work. Sometimes you play your worst game at the wrong time. but yeah, and speaking of, sorry, so I said four teams automatically qualify. So obviously the United States and Canada qualified, as well as Jamaica and Costa Rica. And we will have a second spot up for grabs in CONCACAF for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. And that will be a playoff after the World Cup in 2023 between Canada and Jamaica.
Yes.
And I believe it's in like New Zealand and somewhere ridiculous.
Yeah. Yes. So it's far, neutral. Far away.
It's neutral.
Yeah. Essentially. Yeah, it's neutral. It's neutral. Yeah.
So yeah, those two will play each other for the right to go to the Olympics to represent as one of the two CONCACAF nations. Jamaica finished third. Beating Costa Rica in the third place match. And that's why they get that. So Jamaica and Costa Rica, United States and Canada, and then Haiti, which we'll talk about in a second, and Panama will both go into the intercontinental playoff.
Yes.
So three teams out of 10 that go into that playoff will come out with a World Cup spot and determine the last three spots. So a little bit of soccer school, just giving y'all information. So I'm tapped out on national team talk. I have I have thoughts, but I also am trying to be hey, the World Cup's a year away and a lot of people are hurt or pregnant. So I'm trying very hard to refrain from making any grandiose predictions until like February 2023 at the earliest. So
is that all your commentary on the U.S. national team?
I'm gonna let you go first.
You might as well finish your thoughts.
I mean, that was my big thoughts. Just some of the things I observed in a limited window. And again, I understand this team has not had a ton of time to work together. we've overcorrected from 2019. Our right side's a lot stronger than our left, like a lot stronger and a lot deeper. I think Andy Sullivan is the best six we have right now with Gautreaux hurt and some other things happening. But I actually think Andy Sullivan's a better eight. And so we might need to start looking for a six. And the NWSL has several of them.
Yes.
Like several really good sixes. And so I think he needs to make some choices about giving people more of a look. And particularly because I don't think any of us are sure if Julius is coming back to the national team. I would say by choice more than anything else. Because if they broke my body, I probably wouldn't play for them either. And then, yeah, I mean, listen, the conversation's still going to be about finishing, right? We didn't do that well outside of like the Jamaica game, right? In the Haiti game, Alex Morgan had two really good finishes. Mitch Purse hit the Denzel meme and she was like, I'm leaving here with something, and got her goal. and Mitch Purse, I would say that Mitch Purse played really well, in a really, interesting role, right? Because she wasn't going to start a whole lot with Sophia Smith being in the form that she's in. But I think she made a difference every time.
Yep.
And she's just in the best way, she's a dog and she's a great 1v1 player. Like there was one game, I don't know if it was Jamaica or whatever game, like she kept getting to the end line. Like no one had anything for her. It's the game she started where she was just like, no, I'm just going to casually get up here and take you on. And they weren't stopping her. And so, yeah, I really liked Midge's energy. I thought she was a really good player this tournament. I mean, Sophia's breakout game was obviously against Jamaica, but I think on the defensive end, she had a really good tournament and she was really good at playmaking and doing what needed to be done with her movement, her runs, et cetera. The finishing will come prayerfully by 2023, but the finishing will come. Same for Mal. I think Mal's better when you don't ask her to score. I'll die on that hill. But I think right now she's the best left winger we have. And so, and she's so fast on the ball, like ridiculously fast on the ball. Was it the Canadian player that tried to grab her?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe. Somebody tried to grab her and it didn't work. So yeah, I think that's there. I think some of the answers we got is, hell is this version of Rose LaVille? Like aggressive defender, bully, Rose LaVille. And then things I'm sure of, I think by the World Cup, Naomi Gurm is one of your starting center backs.
You are having a lot of thoughts for not having
somebody who didn't have thoughts.
Yes, you're.
I think Naomi Gurm is good beyond her years. Yes. I don't know how else to explain that. Same with Alana Cook. That's it. Okay,
go ahead. Are you done with you?
Yeah, I'm done.
Thought it. You y'all, she had like literally about three lines, and we just had a whole thesis.
Okay, go.
All right. So here's my thoughts. First off, before I go into players coaching, I don't know what Vlacko is doing. So it was okay in the beginning when he popped in and he was like, go play free, guys. And so we was playing free. People was moving, people was scoring, people was doing things. But this lack of structure and this little, you know, just go do be, just be out here, be free without no tactics, particularly when it also seems like he's telling players like a Midge Purse. Like we literally watched the She Believes, Sheba Believes. We watched Midge and Christy Mewis in particular do things against their natural intuition to do something for whatever he has a vision for a game plan. Mm-hmm. We then in a variety of games saw, well, in the last game, in the final game against Canada, I saw Sophia Smith and Midge Purse. I mean, not my bad. Mal Pugh trying to get the ball to Alex Morgan, and particularly in the case of Sophia Smith, not shoot first instead of trying to pass the ball back to Alex. And so it seems like there are times when he's telling them, hey, I want you to do this and this. When it's like, sir, you're in a qualification. You're qualifying for, you're in a freaking major tournament in a time to be testing things out. Like, let players be the best that they can be in the capacity of who you're playing. My concern with him is he has a tendency of he has visions for tactics. And instead of playing the team that's in front of him, he's playing for thought process and ideas instead of, you know, coaching what you see in front of you, you know, play the game you see. Like people, I'm going to bring this up. People hate the New England Patriots because they've won all these things, but they don't do nothing complicated. They literally play the game that's in front of you, in front of them.
Yes.
If you can't stop the run, you can't stop the pass. They're going to pass until it's over and beat you. You can't stop the run, they'll do it. They'll do both.
Yep. They exploit whatever your weakness is.
So it makes no sense for you to try to game plan, pre-plan a game plan against an opponent that you have and not make adjustments for what's in front of you. On Guy Green's earth, what makes you think that it's okay to roll somebody out who's playing on one leg effectively? Who can't get up and get with the rest of her front line when you have Ashley Sanchez on the bench? What makes you think it's okay to start that against a team that has really good defense, particularly that is a stout, has one of the best back lines in the world?
Yeah.
It's because of the nature of talent. What has caused Canada problems and made them fall apart is when super dynamic players come on the wings. Right. I mean, Brazil did it in the Olympics.
Nigeria did it earlier.
Yeah, they did it earlier this year. If we were to do that, and you could do that with Sophia Smith and Mallory Pugh, you definitely need somebody who is in the midfield, who's fast enough, who's going to run up there with them to, you know, help service to get them balls and stuff. But that's how you force those really good defenders to collapse down. I mean, it works for the same thing. You did that to these players in the NWSL. You do that on the pitch, that happens. Yeah. So it's frustrating watching Vlacko do things that doesn't make sense. And it's not helping these players evolve to be better. Particularly on an international level, where you don't get the time you used to get with the national team. They're now playing for club.
Yeah.
And then two, you're playing players out of position and you're having them go against their best tactics.
Right.
The other thing, let's see. Other than that, youngins need to shoot. Always be shooting. Sophia Smith, baby, shoot. Mal, shoot. Sanchez, shoot. Rose, shoot. All y'all just shoot. Just be
shooting. I mean, you ain't gotta tell Sanchez to shoot.
Sanchez. Well, yeah, she about that life. There are plenty of dogs.
You did not have to tell her.
Bitch said, I'm getting to go. Yeah. You gonna see me. You can't leave me off the roster.
And I think for me, when I say shoot, like from distance, like you can pop a shot from 18. It's okay. You know who got the memo? And I guess we'll talk about this tournament in a minute. Georgia Stanley got the memo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well hold on now. But please shoot from distance because you never know. Because as a goalkeeper, I can tell you shoot from distance and I'm not paying attention, it's gonna get me got.
Yeah.
So shoot from distance, particularly ain't nobody 50 feet, like go shoot. Do it. And even if they are, they might not be expecting it. The right back situation, you need more depth, but Sophia Huerta, look, did she get cooked a little by Nichelle Prince? Yes, but Nichelle Prince cooks people.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't matter. Send it to a cornerback who might get cooked up a little bit running late, as long as
somebody even Darrell Reeves got beat every once in a while.
Yeah, you know, as long as they don't score a touchdown, it don't matter.
Exactly.
Did they score a goal on Sophia? No,
they did not.
So if they didn't score goals, it don't matter. Because I guarantee you, if her counterpart had been out there, we would have been talking about 3-0 and we've been looking at each other like,
so woo-woo-woo. The defense is fairly similar, right? Like, yes. I think one's played defense longer, right? It's not inherently that they're better. But what the other one can't do is what Sophia Huerta can. Pontius Pilate herself crosses.
Yes.
That ball that she put on Sophia Smith's foot.
Lord.
We're going to say butt/. I don't want to name the body part.
Yeah.
It was a very unique save.
The lower extremities of one Buchanan saved that ball from going across.
Yeah.
Because it was going in.
Yes. Yeah, it was going in. Like, you could see it on Sophia Smith's face. She's like, how? How?
She's like, you serious? That's what stopped it?
Yeah, that's what stopped it.
But that's literally what
And then stopped. Had to wear with all the pennant to Kayla Jarrett until we go over the line.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I'm willing to start Sophia Huerta because there's a couple times a game she's going to feed you the perfect ball. Like, it's going to happen. And she only needs one opening. Like, she doesn't need a whole lot of time or space.
But this is what I will say, because I know during this tournament, too many people were like, well, put the Crystal Dunn back there or forward. Okay, let me tell you something. Our league is too deep in the United States of America alone for us to be talking about we're converting any more forwards or midfielders.
Amen. Come on.
You have literally mad fullbacks. Mm-hmm. You see Emily Fox. You now see Sophia Huerta, who has successfully converted to that.
Right.
At the same time, you got cold ass Casey Kruger.
Kruger,
Casey
Kruger right.
is Speaking the best of people 101.
Who just had babies.
Like, just had babies. Yeah. Best 1v1 defender. Kristen Press told you that. It's
as an outside back. Yeah, certainly.
Imani Dorsey, Caprice Didasco.
Yeah.
Carson Pickett.
I mean, that's who I would have called in, but okay.
Like, we have so many, Kiki Pickett, the picket fences. You have so many people you could bring in at fullback. You don't have to use the same people. You don't have to use center backs as fullbacks. Stop putting Emily Sonnet out there as a fullback. It's rude. It's disrespectful.
You don't have to do that anymore. You
don't have to do that. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Have her try to be a six or something. Don't have her playing as a fullback. It's not her minute. She will get cooked in the World Cup if you do that.
Or even if we're talking about injured players and a pinch, Tiernan Davidson can play left back.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. Naomi Gurma can
play. Gurma can play. Like,
right? You should, or like, as a six, for that matter.
Yeah, as a six. But you should not be, like, we do not, we Crystal Dunn better not be no damn fullback. He better be in the midfield.
I don't tell players, it's what's in their heart, what they feel called to do. If I was Crystal Dunn after this tournament, I'd be like, I'll come back. But I'm not going to be on defense.
Right. Because what in the midfield made you feel? I don't see nothing stable in the midfield that had you got.
No.
That can't.
No. That midfield's up for grabs. And and again, part of why I don't, like, I've seen roster predictions for a year out and all that stuff. There's too many missing pieces right now.
It's too many. Also, Crystal Dunn is still your best midfielder and she is pregnant.
Yeah.
Not pregnant. Well, she's with child. She's getting back in shape. I'm sorry. I'm up here.
Marcel's mom. Don't be Marcel's mama like that.
I'm sorry. Hey, Marcel.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Wait. Before I get off my little rant. Last thing. Andy. Yeah, like you said, Andy probably should be an eight. Go get the. We got too many sixes. I better.
Did Sam Coffey play a single minute?
No, she didn't. And I saw Sam Coffey. I was like, why is she in this game? Why is she not Mexico?
You bought the six that you didn't bring originally to replace a forward who got hurt. And then you did not play her at all. While the person who's not a six. And I don't know what 100% medically fit means, but it don't mean she looked healthy.
Yeah, she wasn't healthy. Like, what?
You played her a lot. And I'm just like, you're going to run her down before the World Cup. Like,
yeah, the nonsense that happened in the final game.
I don't get that.
I don't understand. You're lucky that they let you sub people. Like, what were you thinking? Like, this is what I'm talking about. The coaching, the tactics, the foolishness. What are you doing? But get more sixes in because you don't know what's going to happen with Julie Ertz. Lastly, you had Trinity Rodman on your team.
Yeah.
And you didn't play her you should have.
She did get her goal.
She did. Every time she was in the game, she actually came in and got a goal. So I don't
She was only in two games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the two games, she got goals.
Yeah.
I'm not understanding why you didn't play her.
No, one. She only got one.
Oh, one. Well, whatever.
Because he only bought her for like 9 minutes.
But yeah, but I'm saying, like, why are you repeating the same stupid foolishness that you did with freaking Katarina Macario?
I don't understand. We need to get new players acclimated.
You don't play them?
And then bringing in the vet instead of bringing in the young player. Like, I don't particularly win. Like, I get it's a final. But, like, when are they supposed to learn?
Lord knows. I don't know. It's the same thing.
Like, when was she supposed to learn?
When was Katarina Macario supposed to learn?
Right. Like, when are they supposed to learn in those real intense moments, right? When truth of the matter is you still are relying on your vets. Like, Roosevelt is a vet now.
Yes.
She's not a young player. Lindsey Horan's a vet. Yes. Alex Morgan obviously is a vet. Like, you're still starting Sauerbrunn over Girma. That's a vet. Like, really the only non-veteran move. You still, for all of the time he gave Casey Murphy when it was a final, Alyssa Nair started, right? Yep. The only choice he really made was Huerta over O'Hara.
Yes. Yeah.
In that regard. So yeah, I think for me, and again, I know this annoys people, right? Because I work in education. I work with the students who are Trinity Robbins, Ashley Sanchez, all these other students, you know, all these other players, young players. They need more structure, not less. And I'm not saying they can't play free, but that system works for veteran players because they've played over a decade and there's nothing they haven't seen. So right. When you say it's a very loose tactical structure, go be free, they can essentially make it up as they go along, and those players have played together for a long time.
That part,
right? You can't hand that to a 20-year-old who hasn't played pro soccer long enough to be able to make it up on the fly, no matter how intelligent she is. And Trinity's extremely intelligent. Her soccer IQ is through the roof. Ask anyone who's coached her, right? But they need structure because young people, not because they're not talented or smart, they haven't lived enough life yet.
Right.
They need structure is why we don't let them just, you know, do stuff at 12 years old. Like, there's a reason. And again, they're not 12, but it's a gradual thing. And so you have to ease them into that. I don't know as a coach if Vlacco is prepared to coach young players.
Yeah, that part.
I don't know if I've seen him coach a lot of young players. Do you know what I mean?
Because the other thing is you got to realize when you're on an international level, this is why they struggled when the breakdown is a Czech Republic. They literally said, we're coming out in the block.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. You can tap dance in front of me and do these little cool moves, but you're not going to score because you can't finish. So, like, if you haven't lived long enough to understand or played soccer long enough to understand this is how you actually cause problems in this system,
mm-hmm.
then you aren't going to do it in a friendly, nor are you going to do it in a tournament until you learn, you know, or you play with people to help. So that's why part of it, why you do need the structure. So it's like, hey, the mission of this thing and why we're doing this and this is for this reason. Mm. And so, yeah, you can be free within the capacity of a structure to do something, but at least have some structure. So it's not like, go figure it out, you know, particularly if you don't know what you're figuring out yet, because you still are still learning soccer as you go. Because I mean, it's different when you're talking about on an international stage, a bunch of people, they might not be as fast, whatever, but mentally they've seen the game. So they know what you're doing before you do it. So if I've already analyzed your film and I know you're going to go run the XY pattern, I'm going to let you run the XY pattern. And I'm going to do damn good defense and get into the spots before you get there. where if you had lived long enough, yes, I show I run XY pattern, but today I'm going to do this differently to then deal with what you do good as a defender, because you knew I was doing that. And so until you get the tools in your toolkit to do that, you're still going to mess up. And that's why he got a coach. Like, you a coach. Like a coach. I mean, that's really it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, like, you can bring players to help. You can do all of that. But, like, when you have young talent, you got a coach, dude. And we don't have allocation, right? U.S. soccer isn't in the league anymore. So you can't just go to the Spirit and be like, hey, you got to play Trini Rodman on the left side now. Like, no, Chris Ward does not have to play Trini Rodman on the left side. He's trying to get the playoff. So he's going to play her wherever he needs her. So, yeah, I think that's true. And speaking of coaching, listen, Canada won in the Olympics. Beth Friesen's tactics worked well enough to get them a major championship. I just wish she would attack more.
Attack, Beth.
Like I said, it feels like, one, you do lean on that defense because you have two of the best 10 center backs in the world playing back there.
You got one of the best.
You have arguably the best outside back in the world, not one of them, right?
Yeah.
So, and an up and coming one in Jade, right? Like, that back line is pretty stout. It's not, they're not perfect, but they're pretty close, right? And so I get leaning into your defense. I really do. But you have enough striking talent on that team where I wish they were. And I know Bev said in an interview during CONCACAF that, you know, that's not really her mentality, but it feels like it. And the eyeball test feels like, y'all, you don't want to send them forward. Like, you don't want to put your three best strikers out there and see what happens. Like,
right. I mean, I know Deanne Rose was hurt. So that's part of it. But I was like, just play Grosso.
Well, yeah, not starting the Golden Boot winner, Grosso, right? And she won the Golden Boot because she and Shaw and Morgan were tied. But Grosso scored goals while not starting.
Yes.
Essentially. She came off the bench and scored. And she's been killing it in Italy, right? Like, reward that, please.
Yeah. Because if you would have played her and Prince at the same time, where Prince was trying to attack and you did that on the other side, we would have folded like a stack of cards.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Similar to if we would have did the same thing and we had speed and pace in the midfield, you know, you would have caused a really good defense to fall apart. And so that's how you attack. You can't sit back and effectively go, we're going to defend. Because, I mean, you're playing like effectively prevent defense.
Yeah. I think sometimes the best defense is an attack. Right.
Yeah, it really is.
It does help. And they have enough pace to hit on the counter. They have enough to do all of that. I do not think they are as deep as we are, particularly if we're healthy.
Yeah.
But it's not that far off, right? Like, they have enough talent to make noise. I think they'll make noise in the World Cup, particularly if you get a favorable draw. And so they have enough, and they get another year. And their tournament's over, they're going, it's fine. I'll be interested to see with them, much like us, much like Jamaica, who we schedule like in the lead up to things and what our competitions will look like. But yeah, I think there's some really good things and some real positives to take away. The biggest one is we won, right? Like, the job is done. Mission complete, right? So now we can go through the critiques, and I would caution people again. I think some things are pretty sure, but one, in the year of our Lord 2022, where everybody's getting hurt, and a year out, take a deep breath. Let us get into the beginning of 2023 before we have more serious conversation.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, so there was a best 11.
Yeah.
For CONCACAF W. So starting from the back, goalkeeper is Kaylin Sheridan. They did a back three, so it was Gilles Garma and Sauerbrunn. They did a four midfield, so it was Lavelle, Dumournay, Spence. Can I think of the fourth person? Fleming. And then the front three was the top three goal scorers, who all had three goals, which is Bunny Shaw, Julia Grosso, and Alex Morgan.
So our actual best 11.
Yeah.
This is where we come in. So our actual goalkeeper in the best 11 we had was Rebecca Spencer.
Jamaica does not get to the World Cup without Rebecca Spencer.
Yeah, she said about 50 billion thoughts from going back in it. And then from the back line, we had actually one legendary, Khadijah Buchanan.
Yeah, that omission was rough.
And Vanessa Gilles. And then a slice of Gurma and Ashley Lawrence.
Yeah.
And then I think we had the same midfield, basically.
Fair, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then our front line, we changed. So we had Grosso, Shaw, but actually instead of Alex Morgan, we had Sophia Smith, who actually probably should have won the golden ball of the tournament. Because Sophia Smith was on.
I thought she had a really good tournament, and I think she played longer.
Yeah, she played longer. She played all the games, and she also...
I think she sat out one, right?
Did she sit out one? No, she played out every game. If she didn't score in the last game, she was... She didn't score.
She should have scored in the last game.
Twice. She literally set up a bunch of stuff. So this is where I'm saying Sophia Smith had heavy golden ball kind of vibes. Similar to one legendary
delegate. And before y'all start, because I know these Chargers are coming, shut your mouth about she can't score in big games. I'm about to fight.
That's gonna be a rant. Say that for the rant.
I'm not gonna rant this time, but I know
I'm
ranting
about that. Yeah,
I know it's coming.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get into that in a second. Other than that, the boot was gonna go to Grosso because she put more goals in the net. Other than that, I guess if we could talk about other tournaments.
Yeah, I think quickly just touching. So like I said, my sensory overload is real because there's so much football on right now. We have other international tournaments either happening or have happened, most of which will be wrapping up. So the Women's African Cup of Nations, or Women's AFCON as it's called, those four teams have qualified. And so I believe it is South Africa, Nigeria, and... Did Zambia win?
Yes.
Okay.
In Morocco.
And then I just wanted to give a special shout out. Morocco is hosting the Women's AFCON tournament, and they have qualified for the World Cup for the very first time. So congratulations to them. They've been great hosts from what I can see. I know there's other stuff going on with each country's federations and stuff like that. But yeah, it's been a really exciting tournament to watch on BN, even with the commercials in the middle of the game. And some of the names that we know have been really great, and a few of the stars have gone down with really bad injuries. But yeah, it's been living up to the hype. It's been really good football. And a few of those countries should scare you for sure. Because again, their stars will also be healthy by the World Cup. So and then the Copa, which is this Common Bowl tournament, so that's South America, just wrapped up its stages today. So they will go into their semifinal. Colombia will play Argentina, and Brazil will play Paraguay. That's it. So those are the final four, and I believe three of those four teams are already through, get an automatic spot. The fourth team only has to do like one playoff, or they have two chances to qualify. I'm sorry. And then the fifth and sixth place teams have two. I wasn't completely sure on the rules. So somebody feel free to correct us on the show account when this episode comes out. And then of course, the tournament still going on is the Euros being held in England. And we got through our second quarterfinal match today. It's a really good match between Germany and Austria. Germany won 2-0. The big one was yesterday. It was England versus Spain. That's a hell of a match. England, man, pulled it out. They were down 1-0 and they won 2-1 in extra time. So speaking of always be shooting, Georgia, stay away, man.
Yeah.
The irony, and the minute she hit it, I was like, wow, 2 years ago, she was on the wrong side of that.
Yep.
And we all know what goal that is.
Also,
she and Millie Bright were on the wrong side of that goal 2 years ago.
Also, Sarah Wegman start Alessia Russo. What you doing, girl?
She did not start Alessia Russo. And for those of you who watch the NWSL, is Rachel Daly a left back? Because she started as a left back she started as a left back, and she died consistently in the second half. It was, her coach did her dirty.
You can't die like that.
You can't leave her.
If you're gonna die like that, you gotta die with pride.
Athena was just cooking her up for her.
She got life. Pushed.
She got pushed in that last one. Good night.
Young defenders out there, if you get cooked.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. You get cooked, it's okay. But you get cooked with pride. Like, don't get pushed.
Nah, her coach needed to take her out. Like,
yes.
There was nothing she could do. She's not a defender. So Serena Wegman waited till the last sub window to take her out and put on Alex Greenwood, who, by the way, is an actual defender.
Right.
And wouldn't you know, Alex Greenwood comes in, she makes a few more subs up front, including the United Girls, Toon, and Russo, and they score. There's a goal, equalizing goal by Ella Toon.
Wow. Magical.
And then it goes to extra time, and Georgia Stanway, always be shooting, hits one just from outside the 18, slightly to the right. It's a beautiful shot. Like, she hit it pure, and it bent, and there was nothing Panyas could do about that goal. And that ended up being the game winner. I would argue Spain outplayed England for large parts of that game, and I am not a Jorge Vilda person. I think the Spanish Federation could hire a better coach, but I actually think tactically that's the best game he's coached in a while.
Yes.
And outside of putting Mariona central, I thought the players played well. Sometimes the answer is just football. And is there probably some of it? Yeah, he could have done other stuff better. He coached them up. Sure. Some of that's between their ears as well. We all know the Spanish are sublimely talented. But yeah, like, that happens. It's football. But it was a hell of a game. So the first two games have been really great. Watch ESPN for the Euros. That's where it's going to be shown. The Copa competition is going to be on Fox Sports 1 and Fox Soccer Plus. And Women's AFCON, the final matches are on BN. So BN Sports Plus. So you can watch all the football you can stand while the NWSL is off this weekend. So the players have a much needed rest. Most of them are in Mexico, apparently, because half the NWSL seems to be in Mexico. But live your life, enjoy your time off that you fought for that CBA and you get your vacation. So let's jump into superlatives quickly.
Okay, let's go. And superlatives, and the beat drops like now. All right. Shea Butterbomb.
Shea Butterbomb.
So
yeah.
Pew versus Costa Rica in the CONCACAF.
All right, so you want me to say this one? Okay. Siopunsinwe versus Tunisia in the women's AFCON.
And then Everett versus Gotham.
Madison. Marissa Everett, right?
Yeah, Marissa Everett.
From Portland versus Gotham.
Yeah, that was fire.
And then Ari Borges.
Yeah, for Brazil.
And honestly, the way Brazil's been playing, you could have picked
anybody. Multiple.
Oh, was that the one that they flicked on? Oh,
yes, it was fire.
Jesus. It was fire. Brazil is talking to me real nice right now.
So Shea Butter Boom. Nicole.
And Yomi.
The Rocket. Yeah, against Finland. That night was fire. And then
apparently Real.
Yeah.
Like Real Madrid. I don't know who that is, but they didn't say what tournament it was. Sorry, we messed up our notes on that one, but shout out to Curly Real.
Shea Butter Dunk.
Can you explain the Shea Butter Dunk?
I think the Shea Butter Dunk is like when you're about to effectively you dunk on somebody. Like, it's like a goal that you like dunk.
Oh, like up close?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how do you say this name?
Ajibade.
Yeah, versus Cameroon. Yeah.
That's Nigeria. And then,
And Mbok versus, and Diani versus, versus Belgium. Yeah, that whole little sequence.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that one of the ones that got called off because France is out here looking like the U.S. with these offside goals?
No, it's the crazy sequence where they scored.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, like right away. Yeah.
Okay, Shea Butter Banks is basically, I believe that's a penalty kick.
Yeah, it was the penalty kick for South Africa. So Bayana is what the South African team is called. It's their cry chant, whatever you want to call it. But Linda Mataho is the goalie, took the penalty kick that sent South Africa through. Or wait, was that Zambia? Nope, that was Zambia. But Linda Mataho also had a penalty kick, I think, in the semifinal for Bayana or South Africa. So they're in the final and they're against Morocco. So, yes. All right. Shea Butter Brace.
Shea Butter Bryce, oh yeah, Dabinia versus Venezuela.
Man, Brazil's just running over people in that tournament. They need their healthy defenders back. That team horrifies me.
Yeah. Shea Butter hat trick, Ebony Salmon.
Yes. Revenge tour.
Shea Butter Dom. Ify
Onamonu. Yeah. Versus Cameroon. And then Ashley Lawrence.
Versus Jamaica.
Against Jamaica.
Ooh, that was sexy.
Yeah. Shea Butter Brick.
Yes.
I mean, Khadija Buchanan.
Yeah, but also, I'm going to say that brick that Estelle Johnson put on Ify.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. I didn't know if we were talking about that matchup. So, teammates for Gotham FC, Ify Onamonu and Estelle Johnson, who plays for Cameroon, and Ify Onamonu plays for Nigeria, had a one-on-one showdown in their quarterfinal match to determine a World Cup spot, which Nigeria eventually won 1-0. But yeah, Estelle won that match. Estelle got you. She got her.
She
was like, "Yeah,
you won
though." Estelle Johnson's a vastly underrated defender. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah,
she's one of the best. Like, she's very, and Gotham misses her desperately.
Yeah, that's why she can sweep. You can either leave her back there and she can sweep it all up.
I mean, she's a throwback sweeper in some ways. Yeah.
Shea Butter Scari.
Moran.
Yes.
Quiñones.
Save against Ecuador versus Chile. Yeah. Yes.
Chile has been wildly disappointing as a team.
Yeah, but that was a bomb save. I saw that in replay. Rebecca Spencer, all tournament.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And then 180 French.
As the meme says, I think Tall Man originally started it.
Yeah. She don't care about your F your
narrative. She don't care.
Okay, Shea Butter and one, Millard. Yeah.
That L turn. Yeah.
Against Iceland.
Yeah. Shea Butter heat check.
You try.
Mefometu. I would say. Versus Nigeria. And that was brought to us by Jen Cujo. So shout out for sharing highlights from Women's AFCON. Yeah. I know she's been watching. Yeah, and what a tournament. So
right.
Thank you for helping us with content. We appreciate it.
I better mic check. Oh yeah, Official gives Cruz Azul. And
speaking of why I don't make decisions until 2023.
Me Official
there,
baby.
There are some forwards that should probably get a look.
Shea Butter Furniture.
Oh, see, we had it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Still versus
Ify.
In the walk the Gotham.
Oh, this is a good category.
Shea Butter Sutton. So basically Sutton is like you're doing the bomb things.
Yeah.
Whatever. You're stunning as a delegate.
Yes.
So Yon's daughter for Iceland and that long throw that was assist.
Yeah, it's a heck of a talent to have.
Was that Drew Spence?
Drew Spence had herself a tournament. Like, what a midfielder. And I'm sick because Chelsea legend is now at Tottenham. Please.
Okay, bring it back.
She was so good for Jamaica.
Nichelle Prince, with all that was happening all tournament. Yeah, she was on one. And then who is this? Ali. Oh yeah, Amira Ali.
Yes. And then Yasmin Ryan versus Gotham.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. She almost hit one.
She was stunned. And the braids were fire. We see you, sis.
Yeah, the braids are. I don't know how y'all be playing these heavy braids. Like, my generation did not. Couldn't play in me. Y'all be playing with lashes and braids and nails. God bless. Y'all are different in a good way.
All right. So Shea Butter Jackpot. I mean.
So for me, just to try to have a mixture, Emily Salmon, obviously,
yes,
with the hat trick. I have Grace Gayaro.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that for France, who's a midfielder, but is out here in the golden boot race for the Euros. Shout out Black midfielders, by the way. To me, the breakout star of CONCACAF was Dumarnay from Haiti. She can name her price. And again, that's what, 19? 18, 19?
Yeah.
And then Sophia Smith. And Uncle Ify.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then defense. Khadijah Buchanan. Ashley Lawrence. Absolutely. Estelle Johnson.
Yes.
Who else I heard been defending?
Khadijah, Ashley Lawrence. I mean, Naomi Kerma's pretty good at
football. Naomi Kerma's
really good at football.
Adie French and Rebecca Spencer. Y'all just get thrown back.
I mean, I would probably go if I went Euros. Mbakwe T hasn't started a lot. Listen, she had a bad moment, but it's still Wendy Renard.
Yeah. All right. And then I guess our fits of the moment of the week is Sydney LaRue had on a fire situation.
So she back out in the world, baby.
Also Sarah Gordon.
Always.
Fire left and right.
Sherry Rhonda looked amazing at the ESPYs yesterday. Yes. She looked great. So shout out to her.
Shout out to everybody. All the delegates out here in the streets.
Yes.
We seen y'all. Yes. And then players of the week, CONCACAF, okay. Rebecca Spencer.
Yes.
AFCON.
I mean, I don't have a good answer for AFCON.
It's still up in the air.
Yes.
I guess Ebony Salmon is our player of the week for the NWSL, by the way.
Yes.
And then you said Euros, Grace?
Yeah, Grace Guerra right now.
All
right.
And that's it for our superlatives.
All right.
So let's get into some riffs because we are running too long.
Yes.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
So my old school. Set it off. By Mr. Problematic himself from Bad Boy.
Oh, God. All right.
Boosie Badass. Don't copy my mentions. I know. I'm Southern, yes. But that song still rides. Shout out to Sydney Colson. And actually, shout out to Asia Wilson for them fire TikTok situations where they were singing into the cupping tools and massage guns. Like, it was fire. They brought back a throwback. That used to be one of my jams. That's a story time with Sky. But then my other one is Roll With Me by Khaled. Roll with me. Okay. I want to take you around. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
For my old school. What are your old school selves?
My old school, I'm feeling a way about the world. So my old school, we're going to call it a turn up because it's literally a turn shit over, turn shit up song.
Okay.
I went back and forth on which one, but I went with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Gil Scott Heron. For all you people who say you want to be better, go listen to some Gil Scott Heron because he's talking about you.
Okay.
Do better.
And what's your quiet storm?
My quiet storm is every time I close my eyes, my baby face. With Kenny G. And one of my favorite recent musical facts about this song is the uncredited background vocals in this song are done by one Mariah Carey.
Yes.
And once you know that and you hear it, you can never unhear it.
Yeah, you hear it. Yeah,
you know that voice.
Yeah.
So she did it. And she uncredited vocals because Babyface has that kind of pull. And then did you do your new school?
No, I'm about to do it. Okay. So, new school. I Can't Wait by Sleepy Brown featuring Outkast. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. And then my other one ain't really old school. Whatever, I don't care. And Take Me Home by Terror Squad featuring Autumn People.
Wow. I know Remy. Okay. I'm not going to do Remy's first. It's inappropriate.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said all them people. I didn't say the other words. There we go.
Okay, sorry. No.
Focus.
Young years. Yeah. My new school, my turn up is, this is my motivational song. Every day I'm hustling.
In that voice?
Yes. I just think of Cat Williams. Like, I can't.
Hustle.
By Rick Rosé himself. One of my favorite Petty Face dudes.
Okay.
It is. Listen, that song gets me going. And then my quiet storm is Down by Chloe and Haley.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it, y'all. Look at that.
We're almost about to wrap it up here.
Shout outs.
Let's do shout outs. Just a quick RIP to my favorite dirt bags. Jesus and Meryl broke up, y'all. I'm sad. I truly enjoyed them, particularly on Vice, but they weren't bad on Showtime either. But sometimes marriage is in, friends. But yeah, hopefully they both are able to have success on their own and whatever they do next. But it's a sad week for the brand, because it is no longer strong or existent. So all right.
Oh wait, I got a rant. Hold up. I got a rant.
All right.
Also, quickly though. So don't sit here and say that a forward isn't capable. So let's not have these narratives where we say Sophia Smith didn't score. Mm-hmm. She scored on the same people that the rest of the white people scored on. So don't sit here and decide what goals are worthy and how lesser than Sophia Smith is compared to Alex Morgan, because you were on some white nonsense trying to hype up white people. Stop diminishing black players' goals and accomplishments to uplift white players to push a narrative. Y'all gotta stop this shit. It happened. People literally were out here talking about some, well, if Alex had scored all the chances she had, it would have just been more powerful. Like, yeah. You wouldn't do that for Lynn Williams. You wouldn't do that for Asasat.
It's not there's not a black player who gets credit.
There's nobody who would do that. So stop that foolishness. Don't do that. Stop it.
And this is not about denigrating other talent. But again, we saw what happened with the League of Boston, which that's the best player in college basketball. End of discussion. And y'all know why y'all don't treat her well. You know it.
Yeah.
But we saw it with that. And also, to quote Ancestor Morrison, if you have to put somebody on their knees to make yourself feel tall, you have a serious problem.
Yep.
You don't have to put somebody on their knees for you to be tall. That's it.
Right.
Okay.
So white people do better. On that note, let's get into some raves.
Yeah.
For real this time.
Yes.
So who are we shouting out?
We have a few shout outs. Happy birthday to Estelle Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow is somebody's birthday.
July 22nd.
Wow. He's going to be so bad.
The tall man's birthday.
It's the tall man's. Famous Andre. Because Alexi Putellas knows who you are now. So you are.
Super famous.
Putellas, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm out here sounding like whatchamacallit. Rena. We'll just call her Rena. But yes, so shout out to him, and we're gonna be obnoxious on the timeline tomorrow. So
yeah, get ready. It's not going away. Shout out to Courtney, who's out here on vacation.
Living her best life, seeing living all the big things in the Euros. She out here, she got free. Shout out to Brianna Scurry for being a fucking phenomenal commentator, which we all knew she would be, and some of us knew that 20 years ago. But hey, what do I know?
Hey.
Shout out to my parents, who celebrated their 47th anniversary, this week.
Mm-hmm.
I love y'all. Thank you for being a wonderful example of what a partnership, and a loving marriage can be. And I'm proud to be your kid. So yes.
Also shout out to all our team, our Shea Butter Street team.
We keep adding in our Shea Butter Street team, Nubia Georgia, JG, Ebony the Navidad. Anybody else insert themselves? Alex?
Yeah, Alex, well, honorary roommate.
Honorary, honestly. I mean, walking billboard Alex. So shout out to y'all for all the work you do.
Yeah, all the hard work. Look at it, it's paying off.
It's really paying off.
Yeah, it's my mentions get blown up because like Nubia posts stuff and then it's like.
Shout out to Nubia. Like the
all the curation of content.
One of the hardest working social media people in the game, honestly.
We see you, we hear you, we
get them some get them some iced coffee sometimes.
Get you some iced coffee, I guess. You can do better with hot coffee.
All right.
And then also shout out to the 2 Cents family.
We keep adding people. I can't.
Yogi for Can I Kick It. Soon there will be other co-hosts with Can I Kick It, like Sylves and Jermaine. Yeah,
allegedly, yes.
Allegedly, supposedly. For the culture, all them black people. Grego, Lamont, TK, Devin. Rashad, Mark, I got them all. Look at me, like Pokemon. Who else? Kaya, Young Sis, 2 Cents, L, Ty, Amobi, Chris.
Yeah.
And then whoever else. Oh, my bad. The drink. Okay, hold on.
Okay, we need to have a scrolling list at this point. Because each week somebody gets added.
Yeah, AD,
Callie, Kalani. Welcome aboard.
Yes. Yeah. And then Walking 90, Cal. We didn't name you with Ebony and Yogi.
Yes.
Sorry. We got everybody. There's other people. Oh, also Imani. There's so many
people. I said Imani.
I mean, there's so many. Yeah, you did. My bad. There's so many people.
Yeah.
We out here.
If we didn't say your name, it's not because we don't love you. But we promise.
Because we don't have you on the list.
We promise.
But anyway, with that note, a shout out to our sponsors.
Yes.
Gal Pal Sports.
Gal Pal and Carolyn.
Carolyn, yes. And
Carolinos, yes.
Our websites, everything's updating. Things will update. This will update. You will see updates, whatever. Right. But in the meantime, what are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
We're going to make sure the Black women in your life are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And then we out. We out this thing.
Peace.